This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As some final closing advice on this topic, what would you say to all of us actually, those married and those not married?
MashaAllah. Firstly, try to be the person whom you want to marry. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Try to be the person in character and conduct whom you would like to see, or the characteristics you have that you would like to see in a person you want to marry. So if you're just going to be, I give you an example. Yesterday someone sent me an email to say they were so interested in a guy and he just cut them off. And they, please make dua, I really want to marry this guy and so. And I sent a reply saying that, you want a guy like him, but he doesn't want a person like you. It's clear. So all you have to do is develop yourself to a point where a person like that would actually want a person like you. You know, it's one of those things. One of the brothers told me that I went to propose to someone, religious person, really amazing, and so much more, and I met them. I was quite interested. And I called for a second meeting after the first one went very well. And I had one request to say, please, can I see you without makeup? You won't believe it ended there. And that's why I say it cut there. The microphone cut even before I got to that. Can you imagine? Anyway, so when it came to me, I was very saddened because imagine the brothers had to put makeup and a sister. Imagine it was the other way around and men wore makeup. And a sister came up and said, brother, I'd like to see you without your makeup. And the guy says, but why? Why are you judging me? I'm going to marry you. I'm going to get up right next to you. I don't mind. I've got flaws. I'm sure you may. Don't be enslaved by something that's not you. Love yourself the way you are. And if someone loves you with your eye bags and your fly bags, then alhamdulillah, all of that, mashallah, is the package they're going to get. It is definitely within a guy's rights to say, I'd like to meet you without makeup. If anything, without them saying it, when you go for a marriage meeting, it should be without makeup. I mean, and why I say this is, imagine if it's the other way around. Many sisters don't agree, but that's not fair. I mean, it's like buying a product where they're telling you, you're not allowed to look at the engine, just look at the car from outside and that's it. I mean, come on. Okay, maybe not as bad as an engine. We just want to make sure. But we just want to make sure that, you know, it's the right person. So sometimes this is very, it's a very serious matter. So learn to be yourself and do not give up. That's something very important. Don't give up if one thing went wrong, two things. People say, I'll never trust a guy again. Well, you went into the wrong boat as well, you know. So don't say never trust a guy. Heal and go for it again. Check again. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Keep trying. One day, inshallah, you marry your king or your queen. May Allah Almighty make it easy. And like I said, and I stand by my words, try to have the qualities within you that you would like to see in the one whom you're trying to get married to, or the type of person you would like. May Allah bless you all. Amen. Yes.
Men do actually wear makeup today.
Wow. Yeah, I know people say, I wear makeup, right? Actually, I don't. Astaghfirullah. As you can see, they say, so what makes you look so younger? I know. I finally discovered the phones are being more and more advanced, mashallah. And the cameras are becoming more and more advanced. That's what's making us look much younger. I think that's what it is, yeah?
Can I say that, you can't say this probably, but I can say it. It's the nur, inshallah.
May Allah forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. You know, we will only know on the day of Qiyamah who has better deeds. That's why I say don't judge people, because you don't know where they are in the race on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make it easy. Nonetheless, may Allah Almighty bless every one of us and grant us goodness. Jazakumullah khair. I think this talk was absolutely amazing. The questions were on point. I'm sure by the time we leave here, everyone will be married, inshallah. There was a brother who said, Sheikh, I'm looking for a wife. This was in Nigeria. And we agreed with the organizers that we'll tell we'll call the brother up on the stage and say, look, this brother, you know who he is looking for a wife. And you won't believe the number of hands that would have gone up to say, okay, you know, meaning we're interested, you know. In some communities, it's quite open. But nonetheless, he shied out of it. He didn't come up on the stage. So we said, there's a brother who's not married. And he just said, nah, you know, not me, and so on. And he shied out. So if anyone was bold enough to say, I want to get married, we could do it here and now. But then again, we need your father's permission, don't we? Wallah. That's just banter. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khair.